Hi, this is the muscle nerd Jeff Anderson. Welcome to Factor 6 of the OptiManabolics audio program. And in this session, we're going to be talking about repetition speed. Now, your muscle fibers are composed of several different subtypes. But for the purpose of adding size, there are only two types you should really be concerned with. Type 1 muscle fibers, which are slow twitch, or we call them red fibers. And type 2, which are fast twitch muscle fibers, or white fibers. Now, fast twitch fibers, as their name would suggest, are able to produce much greater speed and are the ones you use when you need explosive power in your movements. These fibers are most often developed for such sports as sprinting and powerlifting. Now, slow twitch fibers, on the other hand, are slow reacting and therefore better tailored for endurance-related sports such as running, bicycling, and rock climbing. In bodybuilding, though, muscle is muscle, and the more the better. To grow beyond your genetic limits, you must build it all, effectively stressing both muscle types. Since these muscle fibers perform two separate functions, they each require a different form of stimulation in order to grow. Those feisty little fast twitch fibers require faster repetition movements. These are the fibers most in use during the concentric phase of an exercise. Now, the concentric phase refers to lifting, the pushing, or pulling movement of the weight. Keep in mind, though, that it's not important for the weight to actually move fast through this phase. As long as you're trying to move it as quickly as possible, you're using your fast twitch fibers effectively, even if you're struggling to get the weight up inch by inch. Slow twitch fibers, on the other hand, are the fibers most called upon during the eccentric phase of the exercise, the action of lowering the weight back down to the starting point, often referred to as the negative phase, and are best targeted using slower repetitions. Let me add some more clarity here on the concentric and eccentric phases of a repetition. If we use the bench press as an example, the concentric phase happens when you push the weight up from your chest, extending your arms. On the other hand, the eccentric phase of the exercise happens when you lower the weight back down to your chest. Now, these slow twitch fibers are often the most neglected, but are actually very important to bodybuilders for a couple of reasons. Now, first, since your goal in lifting weights is to strategically damage the muscle cells, you must understand that doing slow negatives, which primarily target slow twitch fibers, creates twice as much damage to the cells as focusing on the concentric or pushing-pulling movement of the exercise. Second, slow twitch fibers stick around longer than fast twitch fibers. Now, this is big news since, as you may recall, building muscle is only half of the equation. You're also fighting not to lose muscle due to catabolism. Since slow twitch fibers retain their size longer than fast twitch fibers, your body won't have to fight as hard at maintaining muscle size and can concentrate on building more muscle on top of that muscle. Look around the gym sometime and watch as most, if not all, of the lifters are simply focusing on getting the weight up, only to drop it back down as quickly as possible, completely neglecting the opportunity to hit those slow twitch fibers for maximum growth. What a waste of time and energy. As you can see, if you only train half of your muscle fibers effectively, you're only going to get half as much growth. In the OptiManabolics program, you'll target both muscle fibers in every single repetition, by incorporating both fast and slow movements as you raise and lower the weight. Now, here's how it's done. On the concentric phase of the movement, you need to explode with power, moving the weight up or pulling it back, depending upon the exercise, as quickly as is safely possible while still maintaining perfect form. This should take a count of only 1 to 10 seconds. Then, begin to lower the weight back to the starting point with a slow, deliberate 4 count, fighting it all the way. Which takes us to OptiManabolic Principle number 11. Use an explosive 1 to 2 second movement during the concentric phase of your repetitions, and use a slow, deliberate 4 count movement during the eccentric phase of your repetitions. Although you'll probably have to lower the amount of weight you currently use to incorporate this principle, in other words, set the ego aside, this two-speed method will guarantee you stimulate the maximum amount of muscle fibers, allowing you to build the maximum amount of muscle. In fact, just wait until you see and feel the difference just from this one tip alone. And now it's on to factor number 7 of the OptiManabolics program. So, I'll see you in the next session.